Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I get it.
People don't communicate as well as I do. They don't.
Yeah.
They put
season 2, episode 29, and we're live.
We're live. I'm on a rant again. I'm trying to explain to them. People don't communicate like I communicate. So I don't like anybody communicating for me because people always attach a story to something rather than just delivering a communication. So anyway, I'm here to deliver a communication. It's Lunch with Leah on Wednesday. Live in Miami, the city that really never sleeps. As they say, a sunny place for shady people. Little Black is here. We have our whole production crew. Oh, my God. And what are they doing in the 21st suite number 21 over there in the other building of our empire? So what's going on this week? Well, let's see. I'll tell you what's going on. Oh, look, I can now see the fabulousness over here. Oh, first, wait, hold on, check. This is how I do my hair and makeup. I check it when I get here. Well, RJ had his junior prom. Oh, my God, he was so cute in his little... He has such good taste in clothes, and he has an opinion about his clothes, too. And his hair, he had to get his hair cut a certain way. I'm like, you're starting to look like a Republican. Let it grow out a little bit. It's too short. So anyway, that was fun. And he took his little girlfriend, their friend's girlfriend, Mia, whose grandmother is one of the best designers in the world. She makes dresses like nobody's ever seen. Gabrielle Arango. Because she's the real deal from Rome. Every stitch is picture perfect. She has a salon dress store boutique on Miracle Mile. And if anybody wants an, oh my God, over the top dress that you would spend $30,000 for, I mean, things you couldn't even afford, she makes them for like regular prices. She can make anything. So she, of course, had a gorgeous dress on and her little flower and RJ's little boutonniere. And oh my God, it was just cute. And I like the parents.
Cute pictures.
Who said that?
Sarah Gaynor.
I thought you said Sarah Sanders. I was like, oh my God, we've really stepped up. She must have heard I've been talking about her. Meanwhile, on the Actors Playhouse in the Gables, that's right by my neighborhood, on the 15th, there's a film that I forgot I participated in. It's a documentary, right, about animals, and it's how politics affect animals in animal shelters and how unfair it is to the animals that the politicians get in the way, and we don't always do the best thing for the animals. So I forgot. I'm just... You know, now looking back, who knows what I said? Who did I offend? How many people did I tell off? Who did I rat out? My big mouth. I don't know. We should have asked for editing rights. Anyway, I just did an interview. I don't know who else is in there. Does anybody know? Probably some major people. And then there's me. And then meanwhile, oh, I wanted to show you this. Look at this. So I stumble onto this because it's one of James's accounts. I'm like, what are you holding back? You haven't been telling me about these? They're from Swedro. Ariel Swedro, and she's got a website, right?
Yeah, Swedro by Ariel.com.
Swedro by Ariel.com. Or you can get a hold of us at LeahBlack.com. We can tell you. But hello at Leah Black. But look at these tops and everything. And then they have the long ones. You can use them over a t-shirt. You can wear them as a blouse. You can wear them over a swimsuit. They're fantastic for the summer. I love them. And they're all gorgeous, bright, fabulous colors. And then they have the subdue colors. And James is in here just taking pictures and doing and going on about his business. So I'm like, why didn't you tell me about that? I want one. Anyway, you know, before Shay, I got the scarves from her. Yes. And they're beautiful. You know, I love the big scarves.
Yeah. She's pretty talented for 14.
Oh, she's only 14? Yeah. Oh, my God. But she's taken designs from her grandfather, who's a world-renowned architect, and put them into wardrobes and clothes and so on. But anyway... So there's that, and then, oh, they're 100% silk, and they start at like $100 on up. I mean, really? You can't. You know what those sell for? I remember when we were going to Bimini. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, give me a migraine. I feel like Erica Jane with a migraine with the cast for the show. Yeah. I had to go buy a couple of cover-ups. They were $800-$900 each.
Yes.
Because if you wait till the last minute and you have to go in and get something and you need it, you're screwed. And there was no way I was going to run around in a bikini without a cover-up on. Even though I will say I held my own, my body, compared to those. Well, not all of them, just some of them. Let's see. Oh, and then guess who gave me a big old shout out on Radio Andy? Watch What Crappens was on with Amy Phillips, and Ben and Ronnie and Amy just sat and gushed about how fabulous I am. And I'm like, there you go. The world's catching on to what I already know. But I introduced them all. I guess that's how my name came up. Anyway, I thought that was very sweet. She should have them on there more often because the three of them together play off of each other. And that Watch What Crappens web, is it a website? It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It is hilarious. I'm sorry. And then Amy gives you all the dish and dirt on all the housewives stuff. Sometimes I think she's a little too nice. But meanwhile, I was going through organizing my, because she doesn't always call him out enough. She does it in a nice way. But I was going through cleaning out all my closets and drawers and everything like I do all the time because I'm neurotic. And I ran across like 20 wigs that we've used for like photo shoots or a party we had to go to or a costume party. And I was going to throw them out. And I go, you know what? I'm going to send them to Amy Phillips because she does all these impersonations all the time. So we wrapped up all these wigs and hair pieces and all this stuff. And I mailed it to her. So let's just see if she does. Meanwhile, I'm getting ready to go to L.A. And it's so funny how I never check a bag. I always carry mine on. I don't care if I'm going for a week to Europe, if I'm going for a month. I take one bag and roller and one carry-on. The best bag I ever got was the one Bravo gave us. It has the four wheels and it weighs like nothing. It was like a pound and you can just load everything in it and smash it in. And then I carry a bag on top of it. But I was reading, do you know how much they'll give you per bag at the airlines if you lose your bag? It, no matter what, if you have receipts, photographs, everything, $3,000. So if you're going on a trip, you better carry your important stuff on, and then you probably have to fight for it and everything else. That's not really much. I mean, in today's world, a pair of shoes and a handbag and a scarf, and you've met your limit. Well, listen to us. We're talking.
Yeah, that's true.
Those poor people sitting at the border trying to get in just want an apple. Oh, that's breaking my heart. I mean, I was thinking we could go to the border and take little bags of food and put it through the fence and give it to them.
If they would let us.
But I don't know if they'd let us.
I've been to that border in San Isidro because they had a store there for a client I used to work with. And it's a really
sad.
Place.
It just breaks my heart.
Yeah,
I can't.
Really,
maybe you could throw stuff over the wall. I don't know.
Oh,
it's terrible. I hate those customs people. Did you see them walking through the desert, picking up the water cans and kicking them like footballs to bust up all the water so nobody will have water getting there? They're just horrible human beings. Just horrible human beings. Anyway, I'm going to go to LA next week. Oh, my God. So you won't see me on Wednesday, but I'm renovating the kitchen with the Jeff Lewis. Oh, my God. He's hilarious. Called me yesterday. He's got it all worked out. And I'm going to be doing the kitchen with him, doing some filming with him, and being on his radio show next Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. L.A. time. Can you imagine me being somewhere at 8 o'clock and talking? I just stopped all this coffee on the way. And then we always stop and have coffee at this one place. And then there's always the same people there. And now the guy that used to be there all the time, apparently he quit and got a better job, like working for a museum or something. I said to Jeff, you never know what hidden talents people have. The guy has a hidden talent. Maybe he's curating art or something. Who knew? And we thought he was coffee boy. Everybody's got their coffee boys these days. You know, yeah. Trump taught us that. And I'll see the girls, of course, the dumb gay politics People's Couch girls, Julie and Brandy. I'm so upset they don't have the People's Couch on. That was one of the most clever, easy to produce, low budget, fun show, light, airy. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe we should do our own People's Chair right here every week, and I'll just tell you everything you need to know. I mean, it's unbelievable. They should have that back on. But you guys tune in to Radio Andy next Friday. In fact, you should all start tweeting him right now and say, we are holding our breath waiting for Leah Black, and tag me on Radio Andy. Tag Radio Andy next Friday. Can't wait. She's your best guest. Oh, my God. So then on the way to L.A., I saw this somewhere someone posted. The Ten Commandments for Living in Los Angeles. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Thou shalt not be unattractive or old. Well, I guess I can't go. Thou shalt personally know at least one celebrity and name drop every chance you get. Thou shalt have a therapist, a cosmetic surgeon, and a vegan friend. Thou shalt practice yoga and get Botox injections. Thou shalt have a SAG car or a real estate license. Thou shalt own a luxury automobile. Oh, my God, if you see how I drive around, you'd just die. Thou shalt not vote Republican. Agreed. Thou shalt avoid LAX like the plague. Oh, I guess you got to take your private jets into Van Nuys. Thou shalt care about animals more than humans. Well, I fit that. And thou shalt not take the freeway, the 405. Only in Beverly Hills, baby. 90210. Speaking of, let's do the housewives. I was watching the Beverly Hills. Okay, so I had to take RJ to the SAT tutor, so I get home and I didn't get to watch it live. If I watch it live, I would live tweet. But so I watched it on TiVo, the second night of the reunion. Well, I mean, in no particular order and randomly speaking, let's be honest. I mean, the Lisa Vanderpump Durrett thing about the magazine was awkward and uncomfortable for me. Yeah. I don't think they should have cut her head out, and I think Lisa should have called Rank and upset Mark. So Mark's upset. Mark, yeah. You don't do that to a friend. Call him over, have them spend all their time doing it, even if they complain and whine about it. You know, an agreement's kind of an agreement. So I, on that one, I didn't think she should do it. On the other hand, I did see her point of view that Durrett did act awful while she was there. She complained about everything. But, you know, she kind of acts awful and complains about everything all the time anyway. Well, what's the difference? But I do like her. I think she's hilarious. I think she's great for the show.
People have said the same thing. I mean, you know, even those of us that are the biggest fans of Durrett, they all say if she had not been on the show the last two seasons, they would
100%.
Have been a total snooze fest.
Well, so. Lisa Rinna was stirring the pot for a while, and then Durrett took over for a while. So let's see who it's going to be next year. Erica backed Durrett, and the reason Erica backed Durrett is because a professional that gets their pictures taken and has professional hair and makeup people are always more comfortable with their own people. And so she backed her.
Yeah.
And I think the other girls kind of backed her a little bit too. But I don't think Lisa was trying to be mean or punish her, but I do think she was letting her know who's the boss.
I mean, I think there was definitely a message there.
There was a message. I loved what Erica said. She said, so she was being a bitch, so you decided to be a bigger bitch and just cut her head off. Erica was not in a good mood, but she was in a better mood this week than she was last week. I know she said she had a migraine. I think she should have put that more into context and continued to remind people throughout the night, because otherwise she seemed very stiff and, you know, unengaged and actually kind of bitchy. But it didn't bother me. I mean, it's kind of I like the cast that they have now.
I think they have a good cast now.
I wouldn't change it.
Comments coming in say that it was a fun show. That was seriously awkward, though.
It was awkward. Yeah.
Durrett was being a prima donna. Sarah Gator wants to know, I know it's not Beverly Hills, but what's your opinion on countertops? Granite or quartz? Her head is spinning. I think she's shopping there for this morning.
The problem with granite, in my opinion, is that, Bench, you're asking, it's too busy. It's too much noise. It's too many elements to it. Whereas quartz, I think, is a cleaner, leaner look. And with quartz, you can accessorize and have your accessories, the plants or the silver tray or the flowers or something be the star, and it's not so busy. Once you have quartz, I mean, it's already busy. You have to tone it down. I mean, once you have, granite, you have to tone it down. So I say quartz is much more elegant, more highly styled.
And Margaret Seligoff says LVP loves her pecking order.
Oh, of course! She does, doesn't she?
Nancy was fun to my house and garden TV.
Yeah, right. That's right. Oh, then Erica, when, you know, I loved, those barn doors. I've got to talk to Jeff. I need to get a barn door for that room upstairs where Freda is, because I hear her singing Jimmy Swaggart all the time. I can't take it anymore. I need to do that in L.A. I'm glad you reminded me. I've got to remember to do that. Erica said, I'm all about being pretentious. I loved that line. I was like, you own it, girl, because you're fabulous. And then, and then Durrett made a cover of Bella Magazine in New York. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, little Durrett's, she is a very pretty girl, and she's a feisty thing. And I like her, even though I see how she gets on everyone's last nerve. Yeah. She's like watching Kelly Clarkson on The Voice. It's just like, take a breath, take a breath. I mean, it's like me. I could talk for an hour and not take a breath. I mean, they're like that, you know. That's why I need to be on radio, so I can just talk all day and not take a breath, and no one has to look at me. Now, let's see. Teddy says she doesn't like to shop, and they were all this look on their face. I agree with her. I don't like to shop. I don't love to shop. Do you like to go shopping for hours on end? I don't like to shop. I want to have all the things, but I don't want to go hunt and dig for them. I've never been one to go hunt and dig for them. I mean, in other words, bring them to me, and I'll decide if I'm going to purchase them or not. Then let's see. Erica spends $40,000 a month on her image, clothes, glam, wardrobe, hair, makeup, all that. But she says it's paying for itself now.
I was just about how, I didn't see how that's happening.
Well, I do, because she could probably make $15,000 for a public appearance. She can probably go out, and she's got the book money coming in now. She can probably go out and sing somewhere and get at some gay parade or pride parade or something, and
she's
make some money there.
At clubs.
Yeah, performing at clubs. She's in the Avatar thing, and so she's probably got some money coming in from all that. But I think it's more than 40. That doesn't count her apartment room and board that she has with all of her clothes and all that. She does female economics. Let's call it female economics. I don't want to. I would ask to see her tax returns, but you know that's improper anymore now that the president's never done it. And my heart was.
Stephen King says it was awkward that he thought it was awkward about Erica not giving her book to her family to read.
I forgot about that. That was strange, wasn't it?
Was strange.
But you know, maybe she just didn't get around to it yet.
I thought it was strange.
And,
I don't know. I think Erica doesn't always think about other people so much. She's so wrapped up in Erica Jane, plus her own life and her own stuff, and she's busy, and maybe she just doesn't think of, like Roy.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday I was figuring out my will. I made sure everybody I know is getting taken care of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roy would just drop dead and go up. I'm not there to take care of it, you know? So maybe he just doesn't think about it. You know, it's not that you're selfish or greedy or don't care. It's just maybe it's not on her radar, you know?
Latona L says she loves Erica. She's amazing. She should have her own show instead of Kim Zolciak. And Suzanne Salander says, I think Erica's glam squad has her brainwashed.
Well, Erica would be able to carry a show. She's one of the few people that has enough content between the book and the events and the clothes and the this and that. She could probably carry a show with an entourage. You know, she would have to have a lot of entourages, the Bobby Trendies around her to spice it up, because it's too much for one person to carry a show. But I think she could carry a show. She's probably one of the few that could. I felt horrible for Kyle and her break-in, and they stole all of her handbags and her mother's jewelry. I'm going to go look. I have some Chanel handbags. I don't even use Chanel. I never really loved Chanel. I'm going to see if I have a handbag to give her and help her, let everybody start contributing something.
Lisa gave her
one, but when you have 50 gorgeous Chanel bags and they're gone in a day, you can't replace them.
Yeah.
So I might have something that's, you know, they don't sell anymore that I could give her. I'm going to look and see. I mean, I think that broke my heart. And her mother's ring that was engraved to her mother from the father. And then, you know, I mean, oh my God. And now, you know, I agree with her. She's like, I don't know if I want to stay in this house. I have to be honest with you.
I
understand that too, because, you know, you feel like you've been invaded, and you feel like, you know, it's just terrible. And the other thing I felt terrible about is they were probably just a few days or weeks away from having their security stuff installed by Teddy's husband, who is a doll. Oh, my God. He's the cutest thing. I think he's so adorable. They're a cute couple. And I just felt terrible for everybody all around. I mean, I'm still mourning my pearls that I can't find. Remember? Oh my God. We went over. I don't even want to tell you the hours we put into that.
Judy Sutton wants to know if you like Kyle's new haircut.
I do like Kyle's haircut. I don't love it, but I like it. I like her, you know, she had a little work done on her teeth and it made her smile much prettier. Kyle's a very pretty girl and she's very sweet.
Alex Pletcher says, not to be mean, but they should have taken her 80s shoulder pad dresses and left the Birkins.
Well, you know what? People that are short have a tendency to want to look a little taller, and shoulder pads kind of give you a little bit of a stature, so maybe that's it.
They're
coming back. And, you know, Dynasty, that was the whole big thing, you know? But I remember one time going and pulling all the pads out of everything and throwing them away, and now, of course, they're coming back. Yeah, it's coming back. And then Durrett apologized to Rinna. I thought that was a nice move on her part. Why has Jason got allergies over something over here?
Me too.
What are you guys sneezing and wheezing about? Is that it? Then Lisa Vanderpump speaks up for PK. I'm glad she speaks up for PK. I like PK. I think he's cute. He's funny. Now, Camille.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She finally did say 3 or 4 sentences. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Everybody says Camille should be back, but she doesn't say anything or do anything. She did do the one gag gift, but in an entire season?
Yeah.
I mean, either you want to be on the show and you jump in and you participate, or you don't want to be on the show. I don't get it. I don't know if she doesn't want to be on it, if she doesn't like the confrontation, if she wants to be on it and she's shy, if she had got ganged up on the first year so much that she's nervous. There's what's something about it that when she's on it, the whole show becomes awkward to me because it's not like she's really in the game. And, you know, I like her. I mean, I was invited to her wedding to Kelsey. I mean, I like them. But I don't understand. There's something awkward about it when she's on. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. She's very pretty, though, and I'm glad she's got that big rock on her hand, and I'm glad she's getting engaged, and her daughter is gorgeous in that fashion thing. Maybe that's why she's doing it. Maybe she wants to showcase the daughter's modeling, because let me tell you, it hadn't hurt. It didn't hurt Yolanda. It didn't hurt Rinna, and it's not hurting her. So maybe that's what she's wanting to do it for.
It's a good platform.
It's a great platform, but you think about it. You're living in Malibu on the water, and you got all the money in the bank that you'll ever need for you and your kids. Do you really want to go fight with a bunch of gossipy women all day? I'm not so sure. The kid probably needs it to get out there because if she gets seen, she'll get picked up, you know? She's got what it takes. Oh, let's see.
Angel says she feels bad for Kyle also and says that you're so sweet that she misses seeing you on the Housewives of Miami. And Rio Langster says, speaking of, when is it coming back?
Oh, my God, the fat lady sang.
I'd love the scenery in Miami. I wish.
I will say the producers did the best job of showcasing a city. They did maybe than any of the franchises, but they're right up there with Beverly Hills, if not better.
Yeah,
and they did a great job of showcasing the city. And the other thing I noticed they started doing on these reunions that our producers, Pop, were the first to do was behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
They were the first to do that, and now a lot of people are doing it. So they did do a lot of good things. They just let the haters hijack the show. Let's see. Do you know what I really think? Okay, let's see. Let's go to Housewives of New York. Well, everybody's piling on Sonia, and I have to tell you, that irritates me. I don't like that. I like Sonia. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body. She doesn't talk about people behind their backs other than she did this one time go on in Tinsley, which was very out of character for her. Mm-hmm. And I think she anticipated Tinsley saying negative things about her, and she was trying to get ahead of it. I don't really know. Or maybe she's just got ill feelings and bitter. Maybe she feels like she brought her in. She got her on the show. She gave her this place to live for a while, introduced her to a whole new circle of friends, and Tinsley's not appreciative. Whatever. That was out of character. But I just felt that that was so awful. And then... You know, I just thought it was awful. Why? What's tonight? Oh, it's on the show. Oh, God.
They have their big blow up at a dinner party with a bunch of people that are not on the show.
Who? Tinsley and Ramona and Sonia?
Sonia, yeah.
Oh, the other thing. Luann was the only one at that lunch that showed class.
Yeah.
I felt like the others either pretended it wasn't going on or participated in it. Or they just, Luann showed class, you know. It was like, well, it's not really nice for you to leave Sonia sitting down there by herself. And I thought that was very rude of Ramona. She could have easily said, would somebody change seats with me? Yeah. You know, somebody just change seats with me. But to sneak with this whole thing, knowing it was being filmed, it was going to come out, I didn't like that. And I like Ramona. I think Ramona, you know, she's great on the show. And she's been through a lot of hardships on her own. So why she's, after what she's been through in her marriage... I don't understand why it's okay.
Why she even goes there.
Yeah, well, it's okay for Carol to talk about her ex-husband forever and him dying. It's okay for Dorinda to talk about her ex-husband forever and him dying. It's okay for Luann to obsess over that guy the entire season last year. It, you know, it's all, you know, I could go on with the list, but Sonia is not allowed to talk about her ex-husband without everybody saying she's living in the past. It's just a double standard.
I don't
like it.
New York Mean Girl dinner.
It really kind of was, you know? I mean, I don't know. I just don't know why they're after Sonia. I like Sonia. You know, I knew Sonia before she was on the show. I met her at the Cannes Film Festival so many years ago. And she's just a free spirit. She just wants to have fun and party and see and be seen and live a glamorous life. And she really doesn't want to have it out with anybody. So I don't know why they were all piling on her. And Dorinda... Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to be on the side of that wrath when she has one martini too many. She really can go at you. I mean, she's like the exorcist again with that head spinning. She can go after you. Now, she's great for the show, and she's very popular. And I think she's a hoot and a holler, and I like her. But I just wouldn't want to be on that one martini too many train with her, you know? I would not want to cross her at that point. I think I'd get under the table.
I think it's cute to see that every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think it's been a consistent pattern with her lately, at least in the way they've edited the show. So.
Well, you know they're going to pick out the morsels.
Yeah.
And then Tinsley, when she said, you know, when they're all piling on Sonia, what Tinsley, Tinsley's a little girl that never grew up. She does not mature, period. In my opinion. But I think she should have said, listen, I have my differences with Sonia, but she was good to me, and move on. But instead, she goes, shut your mouth and shut your legs. I'm like, oh my God, now you're going to pile on too. I didn't like it when they pile on. And I will say also, Bethany, you know, was a reasonable. She didn't pile on, but she could have taken a stand and been the adult in the room too, because
yeah.
She's never hesitates to take a stand. So why she just sat there and let that go on and didn't take a stand, I don't know. But I was thinking, oh my God, Sonia, if I was there, I'd stand up for you. Of course, I could never make it on the New York show. They would chew me up and eat me alive. I mean, they're just like, oh.
Susan Solander says that she likes Dorinda but thinks she drinks too much. And Margaret Selleck says Tins behaves like she's 19.
Who? Tinsley? Yeah, Tinsley's a little girl that didn't grow up. She's still going to the high school prom.
Barbie Alderman says, hi from Mykonos, Greece.
Mykonos! Oh, my God! If there are any immigrants kind of get off that boat over there, I want you to go take them a basket of fruit and be nice to them.
From the United States.
And I mean it, poor things. And then the video came out with Luann being arrested. Oh, my God. But everyone was watching it. And I have to be honest, I normally don't watch it because I knew it was going to be brought up today. I watched it. I thought she came across pretty classy. She made one smart remark about him. Whatever, I won't repeat it, but other than that, she just kept saying, I didn't do anything wrong. She looked elegant, she looked pretty classy, she wasn't stumbling and falling. I don't know, I didn't think it was so bad. I don't know, when you have a negative, make it a highlight. She'll have to write a song about, I didn't do anything wrong. New Jersey. Melissa Gorgon and Andy apparently settled their $30 million lawsuit on Page Six reports. That's where they said at one of the times she was on the Watch What Happens that that the girl snuck in and got all the clothes out and took it over to her competitor to sell it in the middle of the night. Well, the judge says she's not having it and she's not opening the case, and that's that. And then what about Real Housewives of Atlanta? Everyone's saying Kim's a racist. Kim's not a racist. Kim may make some stupid remarks, and maybe she didn't handle herself well on the show this year, but she's not a racist. And I want to tell you that Wendy Williams, I thought she was out of line the way she went after Kim on that show. When you have a bigger platform than the other person, you don't punch down like that, you know? You just don't. It was beneath her to do that. And she, you know, I love Tracy Young. We've known her for how many years? I mean, she's like a icon in Miami, and I love her, and I don't think she doesn't lie. I think she tells the truth. But you know, Kim's marriage, she's got all these kids, her husband's there, she doesn't want to embarrass everybody. And I just feel like that was just out of line what Wendy said about her. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I just couldn't. And then apparently, according to Tamara Tell, Sheree has contacted the judge about Tyrone's appeal. Well, listen, just being married to a lawyer, not being a lawyer, it's okay to contact the prosecutors or the Department of Prison, but you can't go to the judge. Not good. Not good. Now the judge is going to be more inclined to look like she's, make it very clear she wasn't influenced, and she may go the other way. So don't talk to the judge, because that's out of line. I gave a judge a tube of lipstick one time, and she sent, when I had that cosmetic line, and she sent me a letter and said I donated it to charity. I was like, oh my God, you can't even take a tube of lipstick? Let's see.
You got a lot of comments coming in.
Oh, there's another rumor that Erica's leaving. Does anybody believe Erica's leaving? I don't think she's leaving.
I don't think she's leaving.
She's not going to leave. Okay, what are the comments?
People are saying that Susan Saline says she hates when another woman tells another woman to shut her legs. It makes her cringe.
Yeah, that wasn't nice.
Alex Fletcher says Luann is the poster child for why you should drink at home.
That's a good one.
Says Kim's dim, but she's not a racist.
No, she's not a racist.
Lucy Mignon, I think, hopefully I pronounced that right, says that the Atlanta reunion was a pile-on. And
it always is. And and Nene never lets anyone get a word in. When she starts in on you, you don't get to have a rebuttal. So it's not really an interesting back and forth conversation. It's just a blast, blast, blast. And so you don't get to get engaged as much.
No. And Susan Solander says, waiting for the Countess chapter on manners for the arrest and proper mugshot lighting.
Well, she should listen. She's more interesting than she used to be. When she had her nose in the air and she was giving everybody manner and decorum lectures, I was just bored. And now she's interesting.
Yeah,
so there. Now, in other news, Judith Lieber, the handbag designer, died. That's a big deal. She's like been forever.
Just a few hours before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They died like back to back.
Really?
I think within 48 hours.
How old is she? She had to be in her
90s. Or four,
yeah.
I think
same as Barbara Bush. Speaking of Barbara Bush, did you hear what that Roger Stone said about her?
Oh, yes, I did.
He's horrible.
He's horrible.
This is one of Trump's big buddies, Roger Stone. They've been together 30-something years as big buddies. He's the one that was in cahoots with WikiLeaks, or at least knew about it, or was at least somehow helping. There's something to that. He is an attack dog. He blocked me on Twitter one time. And I mean, he's just horrible. He said that Barbara Bush was a nasty drunk, and that if she ever died, it would take 4 days for her body to be cremated because it'd be so full of bourbon.
He's horrible.
He's a horrible person. And this is Trump's, one of Trump's big best friend. Yeah, birds of a feather, thugs. Meanwhile, I want you guys, all you kids to know, and adults too, that are stopping smoking or haven't, and they're doing the e-cigarettes. The report has come out that it delivers cancerous-causing chemicals that get into the body, and especially the popular fruity flavors. So it's another set of problems. Maybe it's not, you know, the tobacco problems, but it's another set of problems.
I wrote yesterday, too.
Save that for another day.
Lead issue right now, too, is these kids are drinking the oil from the cartridges. And since vaping them, they're actually just ingesting.
Can I tell you, they're going to wind up, somebody's going to die, and then they're going to have to come up with a whole new thing. Yeah. Well, that's part of being why it's important to have regulation. I know a lot of Republicans are anti-regulation, but you know what? If you don't regulate the airlines, people die. If you don't regulate cigarettes, people die. If you don't regulate guns, people get mass murdered. If you don't regulate cigarettes, people die. You know, things need to be. That's exactly right. If you don't regulate truth in advertising, like the Federal Trade Commission should, false information gets out, and then buffoons get elected. Yeah. There you go.
So the evil says trading one addiction for another.
Oh, it is. By the way, Eileen Davidson, who I loved on this show,
she
got her second Emmy Award. Good for her. And she looks so good. She's in such great shape. She's 20 years old. I mean, she is gorgeous she's had grown kids. Bill Cosby was convicted and he's on house arrest. The question is if he'll ever really go to jail or he'll just keep postponing and putting things off and postponing and putting things off and get house arrest. He's almost blind apparently. But he's really a nasty old codger. I'm sorry. ABBA's finally reuniting. I love the group ABBA. They're going to be coming back with a new thing. They're fabulous. I love that. Yeah. And NSYNC, our friend Lance Bass, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations, Lance and hubby Michael. Michael's a great artist, by the way, Lance's husband. Can you believe it? NSYNC finally got a star on the Hall of Fame. So good for them. In royalty news.
People are saying you look really good today.
I do.
Tracy Mitchell wants to know what your secret is.
SuddenYouth.com.
LeahBlack.com.
Order that Sudden Youth kit. 10 facials, $125. It's a mask. It lifts, tones, firms.
And
we have a Mother's Day special coming up, too. So follow that. And that's going to be like the serum and the moisturizer cream or something for $49. And a little makeup bag that says, I can deal with a lot of things, but I can't deal with stupid, doesn't it? Yeah. Sell that for $49. By the way, people that get on the product do love it. They keep ordering, you know.
Sure.
And then Lisa Renna giving me that plug on Jeff Lewis. And then Jeff Lewis giving me those plugs. We've gotten some orders from that. Don't forget to tune in next Friday with Jeff Lewis at 11. And start tweeting him right now. Where's Leah? We want Leah. We can't wait to see Leah. Yeah, His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge, the Hollywood Reporter says. That's the name. And Louis means great knight or brave warrior. And there's speculation that it was a tribute to Prince Philip, whose grandfather was Prince Louis Alexander.
That's
interesting. Yeah. Another boy. I think she may have one more kid. I think that woman's, you know, there are women that can just drop these kids like nothing. There are. They're just women. I just see they just drop them all the time. I mean, 10 women, 10 kids, 4 kids, 3 kids, 7 kids. I mean, to me, one kid's the most traumatic thing I've ever done in my life. Okay? So, I mean, I can't even imagine, like, jumping out of an airplane, tragic. Okay. So, these women just drop kids. And I have a feeling she's going to be one that just drops the kids. I think she'll have another one. Because she'll probably go for like another girl. She's got 2 boys and 2 girls, whatever. Anyway, good for you. We know you can afford them. Look through the gallery to see everything we need to know about the eagerly anticipated royal wedding, including the announcement that Prince William will be best man to his younger brother, Harry, returning the favor that he paid to him in 2010. Well, I don't think anyone's surprised about Harry being the best man.
No.
I mean, Prince William being the best man. Prince Harry and Meghan are inviting 2,640 members of the public on the grounds of the Windsor Castle to be a part of the day. So I guess they're going to video and audio it outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. I thought they were going to. Is there a room that holds that many? In March, Kensington Palace revealed that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have said that they want their wedding day to be shaped so that it allows the public to feel part of the celebration. The wedding, like all weddings, will be a moment of fun and joy and will reflect the characters and values of the bride and groom. Well-wishers will see the arrival of the bride and groom at St. George's Chapel at noon ceremony. So that noon over there, you'd have to get up at like, you'd have to be watching at 6 in the morning here.
Yeah.
Not for me. I have to TiVo it. I'd have to stay up all night for that.
Mm-mm. Barbie Alderman wants to know, did you get invited? maybe it was the original comment about the ring.
I think it was the comment about the ring and that. But she had, okay. Now let me tell you, has anyone noticed she has cleaned up her look? She doesn't look like a cheerleader anymore. She's starting to dress a little more elegant and sophisticated like a princess. You're right. She's listening to me. Thank you, Megan. You're welcome. I will be a handmaiden for you. The procession will leave the chapel at 1 and follow a route to High Street, returning to the castle along the long walk. Well, there. I wonder where their honeymoon will be. Oh, my God. The honeymoon to me would just be going to the Queen's vault.
Yeah.
Speaking of politics, oh my God, remember last week when I told you the menu at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Lamb and jambalaya. All the comments in the reviews were that it was just horrible and unedible. Yeah. And what they were saying is, comments were like, why didn't they show the French real, true American food? That would have been so, you know, grits or even a hamburger and fries or, you know, as appetizers. Or there's so many things they could have done that it would have been apple pie, cherry pie, make it an American festive. But, you know, they tried too hard. They were trying to overdo it. And the comments were that it was too frou-frou and that the food was just ridiculous. I mean, who eats lamb and jambalaya or whatever it is? Oh, Lord. And then Kim, oh, okay, just sit down right now. I'm beside myself. Kim Jong-un is bringing his own toilet to the Korea summit. He's afraid that his excretions could divulge his personal health if collected.
Nobody's cloning that shit.
Ah, God.
Bright need to bring his own in case somebody puts poisonous.
What somebody. Nobody cares what he eats. You can tell by looking at him what he eats and drinks and digests. Oh, my God.
Speaking. Mom had a question she asked this a few minutes ago about the New Jersey housewives.
Yes.
She's wondering your take on the whole Joe Giudice situation, and do you think that he'll be sent to Italy when he comes
out? I think he will be deported. Yes, I do. Yeah. Now, Teresa was on The Apprentice. Unless she can get a pardon, yeah, he'll be deported because the law is that if you break the law, you get deported. So he's going to be a high-profile example. My prediction is either, you know, Trump will come up with some bullshit like he did with Arpaio and he'll let him off the hook, or they'll trot across to Italy with the crew and camera and over there, and they'll be right there following, and they'll have a spinoff over in Italy, and it'll be a whole big thing. One or the other. She's not going anywhere. Listen, this is our only source of income, and Bravo's shown every side of them for so many years. I don't know how they could. I think it would look bad on their part if they just, like, you know, didn't support them a little bit. You know what I mean? Because she has no other income. He's going to have no income.
The books and stuff, all that. But still,
she's probably making, well,
but
I probably.
It's all driven off her being on the show.
Yeah, and they're going to need the money. And you can't abandon somebody when they need the money. So I think they'll trot over there. Or maybe she's such a big fan of Trump, maybe she'll get him a pardon, which would be, to me, unconscionable. Considering that people are standing at the border legally trying to get in with amnesty and they won't even interview them. But anyway. Oh, and then remember that Looney Tune Dr. Bornstein that gave Trump his physical before he was before he cheated his way into the White House, you know, as a squatter. That guy that looked crazy, Looney, he says that Trump dictated the entire letter, that he didn't write the letter, and that Trump told him exactly what could be said and not be said, and that Trump insisted that he write in there he's the healthiest person ever to be elected as POTUS, and he said, I just made it up as I went along.
Yeah, but the real story is that they came in and seized his...
That was after.
Yeah, that's like the real thing.
So now the guy is admitting that he lied on there, and he did exactly what Trump told him to say, and then he went on some show, and he mentioned that Trump took Propecia, which is for hair growth. Yeah. And then Trump got mad about it and sent his thugs. He sent a bodyguard and a lawyer in there. They go in the back door. There's a patient there. They push her out of the way, go in and start rambling through and get all the files and steal the files, because you're not supposed to take the doctor's files. You're supposed to request a copy of the file from the doctor, and then they leave with the files. So what's he hiding in those files? Yeah, so 236 pounds?
And then that smoky eyes comes out an hour later and says, oh, we followed all the procedures.
Yeah, they didn't. Oh, God, they didn't follow all the procedures. That's an, oh, my God. Adult film star Stormy Daniels is filing a defamation suit against Trump for a tweet that said that, you know, that she's a con artist and this guy really didn't threaten her. And here's a cop. Here's what the guy supposedly looks like. So I want all of you to go out and find him. Does anybody know? It looks like your neighbor. Does anybody know this guy? He would have been in Vegas in year 2007, I think it was. And he threatened a Stormy Daniels and her daughter.
It looks like Michael Cohen minus about 25 pounds.
And we need
better hair. I'm telling you. That first time I saw
her. I don't know. Well, anyway, she worked with a forensic artist to create a sketch of the man that she said accosted her in Las Vegas parking lot and told her to leave Trump alone. Now, I don't know, but I have a feeling that case will be dismissed. But Michael Avenatti is definitely continuing to drag it into the news. Now, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, my God. I don't care. People are saying that, you know, I don't have my quote of the week here either. Anyway, so people are complaining that the White House Correspondents' Dinner was too whatever. She didn't insult Sarah Sanders' looks. She talked about her eyeshadow. So the real insult are the people that assumed she was talking about Sarah Sanders' looks, because that's what they were thinking. She didn't do that. She just talked about her eyeshadow.
The whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's funny that liars don't like being called a liar to their face.
Yeah, so listen to these. These are some of her lines. I would drag him here talking about Trump. I would drag him here myself, but it turns out that the POTUS is the one pussy you're not allowed to grab, he said. She says. And then she goes, and then this one guy goes on Twitter, no one should make fun of her looks. He did not make fun of their looks. Why are you guys making this about Sarah's looks? I said she burns facts and uses the ash to create a perfect smoky eye. I complimented her eye makeup and her ingenuity of materials, Michelle says. And I agree, she wasn't making fun of her looks. This is just them having something to distract from the truth of some of the things she said. Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not sure what we're going to get. A press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams, the comedian said. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful, but she burns facts and then uses that ash to create a smoky, perfect smoky eye. Like maybe she's born with it. Maybe it lies. Maybe it probably lies. And while many cried foul, Wolf was making that he was she was making fun of Sanders' look, she clarified her joke. Oh, my God. And then she goes, oh, another line. It's 2018, and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000. Oh, my God.
People are agreeing. They're saying police.
That's ridiculous. Ah. He's called people, women, dogs, pigs, fatness America, grab them by the pussy, please, blood coming out of their hair, wherever. And then they're going to complain about this comedian who's a comedian. He's not a comedian. And then when she first started out, she says, well, when we need to get this appearance. I know you guys want to get this appearance over with, kind of like a porn star when she's about to have sex with Trump. And then she goes after the press. And I agree with her on this. What? Trump has helped you sell your papers and your books and your TV. You helped create this monster, and now you're profiting off of him. And if you're going to profit off of Trump, you should at least give him some money, because he doesn't have any.
Yeah. No, she's right,
that's 100% sure.
Off of him in ratings or
they're all profiting. Yeah.
Book sales,
I mean, I think they should just ignore him unless it's like a real policy thing, and just ignore his antics, because it's all a distraction, and he's such a narcissist. He loves the attention so much. It doesn't even matter what kind of attention. Then she goes, no, Trump is an idea guy. He wants to give teachers guns, and I support that, because then they can sell them and buy things they need, like supplies. It's kind of crazy that the Trump campaign was in contact with Russia when the Hillary campaign wasn't even in contact with Michigan. And then she ended the whole thing. I think her ending was brilliant. She goes, and Flint still doesn't have clean water. And that pretty much sums it up, doesn't
and
it?
Puerto Rico's still without power.
Yeah, all this griping about everything going on in the world, and that's what's really going on. Right, little Black? Did you guys have fun today?
We did.
Don't forget to tune in Friday, next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday, the 11th. Jeff Lewis live at 11, Eastern, 8 California time, and I will not see you next Wednesday, but I will see you the following Wednesday. Have fun, everybody. Shop us at leahblack.com and email us at hello@leahblack.com and give us your comments and all your gossip. And my quote of the day, they say sleeping with dogs lowers your blood pressure. Others say if you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. So select your dogs carefully and choose those dogs with four legs.
Aww.
That's a for you. There you go. Okay, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.